It is 5:35. We are calling the meeting to order. You take the role, Greg.
Kara, are you here?
I am here.
Sarah, are you here?
Yeah.
This is Greg. I'm here. And Anne and Donald are not here. And Krishna and Daniel are not here. But we have quorum.
Yep. Cool. So given our lighter numbers tonight, I am going to suggest that we sorry, I was trying to look at the numbers. Table the conversation around our community agreements discussion.
Okay.
To when we have more folks. As well as the discussion about the effective school board framework.
Okay.
Because I think we should just have more people here to do that. Anybody else have things that you think should be reordered or moved as a result? Or for any other reason? Great. Board member comment.
Well, I for several appreciation. What
we're doing right now.
I thought appreciations come next and then board member comments.
Right.
That's all my bad. I don't know.
My bad.
Well, I appreciate Krishna and Daniel for taking this trip and going to this conference. It's going to be, it's important. I'm sure they're going to learn a ton and bring a bunch back to the school.
Yeah. It's going to be cool what they learn. I just appreciate whoever was dealing with whatever I'm sure was a challenging day with facilities.
Appreciations for Teacher Lisa for stepping in.
Great. Big shout out to her. Never fun to show up and have things be not what you left them as. Oh, last one. Shout out to folks who came for doing some work at the school Saturday.
Oh, yeah. And also the folks who made it out to the family education night, too.
Oh, yeah.
And for the folks who hosted all those events.
Any board member comments?
No
floor.
There are no members of the public here with us on Zoom or in person.
Okay.
And we're going to table the community agreements discussion.
Yep.
Okay. The school's report. You're going to give it tonight, Krishna? Or Krishna, Sarah?
I mean, I'm talking us through the document.
Great.
Which is attached or no?
It's in the other files.
In the other files.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, let's just take a moment for everybody to read through it. We'll discuss any questions or follow-ups that we want to take.
Okay.
Cool.
So just for the recording, and you can see in the slides, there's stuff, announcements about teachers doing how they spent their September PD day, including visits to other Montessori schools, a lovely photo of the 25 or so families that attended the family education night, an update on PD around lesson study and child study, around enrollment, about how the marketing has picked up and that tours are going to launch again for enrollment this year. And that on staffing wise, currently hiring for SSAs and aftercare program leaders and an OT, lead teachers are filled, though Daniel and Toby are covering for teacher Amy's leave of absence. So they're seeking a lead sub for that. Thanks, Christian and Daniel.
Thank you, Christian.
Putting that stuff in.
I'll call out that in the photograph of our elementary staff at the Hayward Kiddos, it's teacher Emily. Mm-hmm. Sure, because she's the head of school at Phoenix.
Oh, cool.
On the left there.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool to see her out leading the way.
Just name excitement about that. It is really complicated to plan those types of engagements, and they are really high impact. So really big shout out to using their PD day to do that kind of high impact work.
Totally.
Any other questions or comments? Great things that we want to follow up on later.
Mm-mm.
I need to remember that it's picture day. I'm okay with it. That's a personal problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, let's turn it to the back.
We had the first FAC meeting a week or so ago on Zoom. Relatively well attended. I think about 10 people. Marcella ran over sort of the plans for the fall, which include hopefully a fall gratitude festival, which would be resurrected after not having one for several years. And Marcella and my sanity investment, we are trying to get other people to lead it. So there's discussion about what it looks like and who can step in on the group that was created for it. We had the first campus work day on Saturday, as Sarah mentioned. Sarah Hagen-Real is sort of spearheading the work days this year, and she has a big old spreadsheet that she has shared with Marcella and Krishna, and they're sort of working through it in terms of like priority and feasibility and what parents can do versus what we want to get a contractor to do. There was lots of discussion about shade, and I think this meeting was one shade. We just launched the first fundraiser of the year, which is a direct acts campaign. Christian and I are spearheading it. As of Wednesday, it had raised about $2,100 so far. We're hoping to find someone who will sort of step up and lead one coffee, because it would be nice to continue those. The first one was very well attended, but we don't really have anyone who's volunteered to step into that position. So we shall see. That's pretty much
it. Is there like a half a pager, one pager on like, this is what it takes to run a morning coffee?
There isn't, because every one of us has made it up as we went along.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's
because it's not that much, right?
Asking the Facebook group when the next one was going to be, and I'm like, here's what it takes to do it, and we will support you in doing it, but we need someone else to lead it. I mean, it's making a sign up and showing up. Yeah.
I've never even done the sign up. I'll just show up.
Yeah.
I have brought coffee before. I'm just saying that to say, like, I don't know what people expect.
Very much, exactly. It doesn't. And like, when we look back at what it was like at Fram, when Stephanie was running it, like, she went through a lot of hoops, but she also, I mean, she would do it like for a week. Was it weekly or was it like?
I have no recollection.
Than we do now. But I think one of the things that I think Krishna doesn't necessarily wrap her head around is that there was no expectation that Adam was there every time. And Krishna's like, if we're having parents on the yard, I'm supposed to be there. And she doesn't have to be there. I mean, it might be nice if she were there, but she doesn't. So, I mean, part of me is like, I should just make a sign up and let people go.
I suppose we could just copy and paste a post, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. I was actually trying to find the post that you shared
at the start of the year with all of
it was linked in the message that went out yesterday from fundraising.
Oh, okay, great. Yes, because it was okay, so the campus workday is that being led by Sarah?
She has kind of volunteered to lead it. I don't know. I think it's like an awkward, like that she has to. She has a vision for it. She needs to collaborate with admin about it. So right now Marcella's kind of running interference because Sarah's just like, we're going to come and do it. And so there was a little bit of conflict with this weekend because nobody ran the date, asked admin before they decided on that date. And Daniel was out of town and he's usually the one who's like very easily able to come over and come on this. So Sarah is the person with the vision, but she and Marcella are trying to work together to bring it to, but I know Marcella and Krishna are also working together to sort of manage the expectations and what is feasible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just wonder if there's a way, like, because some of that bubbled up. Mm-hmm. Me and my wondering was only like for these different groups, like how can they be more autonomous, like without is there a way to like kind of set some guardrails and goals and allow them to just like go. To drive and go so that Krishna and Danny, because I actually don't think that's high value way that admin should be spending their time. So I'm wondering I love this structure so much, and I'm wondering how we can like leverage it for good and empower people with it.
Yeah, and that's what we